Well, good morning. 7:42 a.m. on September the 10th, 2015. 50 degrees out here. It's a lovely morning. It's a beautiful, clear. And I'm at this hour because it's the early day for the kids, so I've been off to school and back already this morning. I have to go back again in a couple hours. But yeah, and then this afternoon, when I get back from picking her up around 11, we're going to grab some lunch and then we're going to settle in. Hammer some keys this afternoon. I've pretty much tossed out everything I've written so far as interesting, perhaps amusing, not where I'm going. I've spent the last 24 hours actually putting some thought into the toe holds. And there's a lot of suggestions that are floating about in the Facebook group and on the comments from yesterday and the day before. The suggestions for calling the group something, or that they call themselves something, is I'm not sure it has a lot of validity. They don't have a uniform identity. They don't see themselves as a group of non-CPJCT people. They don't see themselves as a monolithic entity. It's sort of like, what if all self-published authors decided to publish under the same name? Why would they? We're all going to be Indie Press from now on. All of our books will be published by Indie Press. Really? Why? There's no value added to it. There's no benefit to doing that. So while there are some of the systems that group together for mutual support and production and defense and all the rest, there are still places like Odin's Outpost that has no reason to call himself part of anything larger, but is nevertheless part of the toehold network. He's not actually a toehold system because there's no system. So Odin's Outpost is sort of an interface point where people who are looking for toeholds can go, where toehold people can come without having to worry about masking their navigational history. They don't have to worry about anything, really. They go to Odin's Outpost the same way they would go to the corner store. And it just happens to have the benefit of being a known interface point. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of thinking about what that looks like from that side, what that looks like from somebody who was born there, grew up there. What does that look like? How does that smell like? What does that feel like? So that's one of the things I've been thinking about a lot, which makes me think I may have been overthinking. Good morning. I may have been overthinking the storyline. So yeah, I'm quite stoked. I'm quite jazzed. Today's the 10th. I have 20 days. 5K a day. That's 100,000 words by the end of the month. I've got enough time, although I'm running out. So I've got to I've got to start banging some keys. I've got to get some words herded together into a pile. Because Karen Conlon is going to hand me back In Ashes Born soon. From Ashes Born, I guess. Because I think the last book is In Darkness. What did I say? In Darkness Healed? Ah, now I've forgotten. I wrote it down. Luckily, I wrote it down. Put it in somewhere. I forget now where. I'll find it. I think it's a reply to a comment to a post in Facebook and the Facebook Golden Age group. Oh, nice, not stopping. Holy crap. I don't see people run that stop sign very often. A Lexus owner decided that stopping was optional. It didn't really slow down. I'm not sure if he saw this, didn't see the sign. Anyway. I tried to roll up my sleeves a little bit. It's getting a little warm in this heavy shirt. And it's going to get warmer shortly because I'm going to make the turn to the east and I'll be right in the sun for the next half a mile or so. Okay, here we go. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of contemplating. I'm doing a lot of ponderation. The story is beginning to come together, even if I'm not quite sure what it is yet. Good morning.
Hi there.
It'll come. And this is why I'm glad I've got an extra month to piddle about. Like, I don't have another editing slot until November. So the idea was to get ahead, which is why it's important for me to get this book done this month, so that I'll have a book in the queue ready for her first day of November, while I'm working on the next book, which is due to her the first day of December. And somewhere in here I actually need to produce From Ashes Born. So yesterday was kind of a busy day. Yesterday was a crazy day. I didn't even get to fly my internet spaceships. It was just too busy between taking a kid to school, getting her up, getting her fed, getting her out the door, going back and getting her again, monkey post. And then she had therapy right after school, so I took her to therapy. And then after therapy, she had to go back to school for her rehearsal. In the middle of her therapy, grocery store was just across the street, so I got groceries. I went home after dropping her back at school. Got dinner going. Went back to get her after rehearsal was over. Got her home, got her fed. Had to take her up to the District 6 stadium in order to sing the national anthem at the football game. I didn't get back last night till like 10 minutes of 8. I had about enough time to sit down, take my meds, and pass out. It was crazy. It was just one of those days where everything happened. Everything happened. Today, by contrast, today I've got, once I get her back from school and get everybody lunched, we're done. I'm done for the day. I have to fix dinner. Probably going to grill some teriyaki chicken, I think. Oh, I got chili for lunch. I forgot about that. Yay. I made a big pot of chili the other day, and we're down to the last couple of bowls, so. Lunch. We like lunch. I like breakfast. I'm ready for my breakfast. I didn't get my breakfast this morning because I didn't have to cook anything for her. She was happy with toaster waffles and a little apple juice. So I didn't cook anything. I didn't have to dirty a pan for her. So I didn't make eggs for me. Moving. I'm trying to get back. I'm anxious to get back. I want my breakfast, but I need some more coffee. Probably gonna need to make another pot. Trash day, so I get the trash out. It's also recycle week, so I got the recycles out. I think I'm due for oatmeal today. I've had eggs the last couple days. I want my oatmeal. My oatmeal with cranberries. Yes, that sounds delicious. Well, good morning. Good morning. Big old sheepdog. So, what else am I going to talk about? I can talk about EVE Online. I didn't get to spend much time with my internet spaceships yesterday, but my experiment in trading, in station trading, continues to bear fruit. It continues to grow. I'm shocked and appalled and amazed, and a part of it is knowing what to look for in terms of cargoes to buy and sell. You have to buy it at a price below what you can sell it for. And there has to be enough of it moving to be worth tying up a trade slot for. You've only got a certain number of trading slots. Oddly, my industrial character, who has the most trade slots, has no trades out at the moment. He also has the most cash, but has none of it tied up earning yet. He's my maker, my builder. So having the opportunity to do a lot of trade slots is I think, going to be useful with using trade slots to buy raw materials rather than mine them all the time. So it would give me a chance to get more items built at a price where I can afford to sell them at a good profit. Now, oddly, some very simple modules, which cost rather a lot, also have some pretty high raw ISK numbers. Or, you know, 10% isn't a big profit margin. 10% isn't a big profit margin. 20% is really what I'm looking for. But some items cost like 8 million to buy. I can sell for 8.8 or 8.9. So there's a net profit there of something around 750,000. 750,000 per trade, per unit. Which is pretty good. Particularly when I only have 30 or 40 million to invest. An extra couple million is you know, it's a 10% growth from just one trade. That adds up pretty fast. I started a character for Beverly Aerith and started her right on the path of being a trader. And she started with nothing. I had to loan her some money, but she's paid it back, and she's at like 70 million to the good. She's a week old, which is astonishing. It's much more than chance. It's much more than luck. Part of it is that I'm also using her as a salvage pilot, so she picks up all the stuff from mission running, which lets the mission runner run more missions and offloads the garbage collection to somebody who has no other skills to do anything else. And it's working out. It's working out pretty well, I think. I think I like it. I still haven't got to the level of passive income yet. I really need to be able to get some orders set, and then be able to forget them for a couple of days and have the money roll in. Okay, well, let me get the sidewalk watered. I still have not come back yet with my missing part for the sprinkler. But here I am at the back gate, and tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.